Confidence in Macron falls to lowest level since yellow vest protests, while Lebens populists and far left rise. By Kurt Zindelka on March 31, 2023. The French people's confidence in the leadership of President Emmanuel Macron has fallen to the lowest level since the yellow vest protests in 2018, as Marine Le Pen's populists and far leftists rise. Amid the national crisis surrounding the government's push to ram through pension reforms without a vote earlier this month. According to a Cantar Public Opoca poll conducted on behalf of the Le Figaro newspaper, President Macron has seen his confidence rating among the public fall to just 26%, dropping 4 points in just the last 2 months. This represents the lowest rating for the globalist leader since he was re-elected last year and the lowest since the yellow vest protests of 2018. The survey went on to find that the number of citizens who do not trust Macron rising from 57 to 70%. Perhaps most damning of all, there was a 9-point increase over the past month in those who say they do not trust him at all as president, representing 50% of those polled. This was again the highest recorded figure since the Yellow Vest uprising in April of 2018. In response to Macron's attempts to impose hefty carbon taxes, when 57% felt the same. However, Macron is still far off from reaching the heights of distrust seen against former President François Hollande in 2015 when 60% of the country rejected his leadership outright. The drop in confidence in Macron, just 1 year into his second term, comes amid nationwide chaos, with millions of people protesting throughout the country, which radicals have used as an opportunity to riot, loot businesses, and set garbage fires in cities, including Paris, which have seen thousands of tons of trash build up as union trash collecting workers walked off the job. There have also been widespread shortages of fuel at the pump, with refinery workers striking and even staging blockades to prevent petrol being shipped out to service stations. While the strikes and protests began last summer amid the cost of living, inflation, and energy crises gripping the country as a result of the Chinese coronavirus lockdowns, supply chain issues, and the war in Ukraine, the protest began to ramp up in January as Macron's government pressed forward with plans to raise the pension retirement age from 62 to 64 years old. The tipping point came this month when Macron's top deputy in the National Assembly, Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne, who has seen her confidence ratings fall by 6% to just 21%, used the Article 49.3 of the Constitution to pass through the reforms without a vote after it became clear there was not majority support for the move, which sparked widespread fury at the government. The use of the anti-democratic tactic to pass the raise of the pension age, which has been seen as an attack on the working class, has confirmed in the minds of many, on both the left and right in France, that the globalist government of Macron is only interested in protecting the interests of the elites, many of whom saw their bank balances balloon while the nation has struggled under economic hardship, caused in large part by the policies of the Élysée Palace on Macron. Though he was re-elected last year to a second term, his challenger in the race, right-wing populist firebrand Marine Le Pen, surged to 41.5% of the vote, largely off the back of gains among younger millennials and working-class voters disenfranchised by Macron's globalist agenda. 2 months later, Macron saw his majority in the National Assembly evaporate and was forced into forming a coalition with the centre-right Les Républicains to maintain a working majority in the parliament. The elections also saw Marine Le Pen's national rally, RN, sweep to a surprising result, with a historic 89 RN candidates elected to the National Assembly. The crisis over the pension reforms has seemingly been a boon to the populist party, with Le Pen's former deputy and current National Rally Party president Jordan Bardella, 27, seeing the steepest gains in support from the public of any political figure, jumping 6 points in the Le Figaro poll to 29% in terms of preferences for future political leaders. Meanwhile, Le Pen has also gained 2 points to 39%, only slightly trailing Macron's former deputy and current mayor of Le Havre Edouard Philippe. The poll also saw an upswing in support for Fabien Roussel, 53, who has served as the head of the French Communist Party, PCF, since 2018. Gaining 3 points in the rankings to 22%, the communist politician has now overtaken failed far-left presidential candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon, 71, who, despite actively stoking the latest protest movement, has seen his confidence rating drop by a point to 18%. Going forward, it remains to be seen if Macron will be able to keep his coalition in the National Assembly together. With many members of the Les Républicains jumping ship on his pension reforms, and even some joining failed efforts to pass a vote of no confidence vote against his government earlier this month. Whether or not his government is able to withstand the current crisis, it appears that Macron's hopes of ascending to the position of top dog in Europe following the retirement of German Chancellor Angela Merkel have likely been dashed. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.